Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're going to talk today about other dimensions that flow from the gift and the grace of Pentecost. We've been trying to keep what Pope Paul VI and others have described as the realization of the perennial presence of Pentecost. Pentecost is not a one-time event. It was the day that you could say the church was fully born in the power of the Holy Spirit as Jesus exalted at the right hand of God the Father, poured out on human flesh. You know, the Spirit that raised him from the dead, the love between the Father and the Son, and the communion now that the Son shares with the Father is now being offered in the world to the church, which is just astounding. It's the most beautiful thing on the face of the earth, this work that Christ is doing to save us. And so this week we've seen the church, I believe, help us understand what the power of Pentecost means and how the Spirit at work in us, how profoundly it's transformed us. Because beginning with Monday's reading, reminding us of Our Lady, the Mother of the Church, and the unique model, the unique model of someone who is receiving fully and being yielded to as a disciple, the grace and the power of the Holy Spirit at work in her. And Jesus telling us that the Spirit of God, that He's purchased us through the grace of the Holy Spirit, that we've become a new creation, that in His death and resurrection, He now has made possible for us to become children of God. And so He's saying, give to God what belongs to God. Don't give to Caesar what belongs to God. You know, don't seek absolute fulfillment in this world because you'll never find it. Don't live for idols in this world, power, pleasure, fame, honor, money, whatever it is. Don't chase after, you know, false realities. You know, don't make something ultimate in this world that can't be ultimate for you. But put God first. Put God on the throne of your life. You belong to Him. You bear His image. You're the icon of God. So give to God what belongs to God, which is your entire life. You know, it's such a beautiful thing we see that demonstrated in the life of the apostles, and Paul articulating it so clearly. The life I live now, I live by faith in the Son of God. It's no longer I who live. I'm a dead man. I don't exist to please myself anymore. What a freedom. I live to please God. And so in any situation, any circumstance, there's one fundamental question that underlies everything. How can I please the Lord here? In the footsteps of St. Paul, I say, I make it my aim now to please Him in every situation. And so we see that in the gospel. And yesterday, the Ugandan martyrs, reflecting on their sacrifice, their ultimate sacrifice, and they're nothing in this world, in the eyes of the world, but in the eyes of the King, they're honored, they're glorified. Because they literally found the treasure and the pearl of great price they laid hold of, and not even the Bugandan king who threatened them and ultimately killed them could separate them from the love of God. And He sent them right home to glory. They had nothing to be afraid of. And many of them were young, and they knew it. They knew where their treasure was. And they knew that the Lord who promised to be with them always was right there, even in the midst of that trial. I think, friends, one of the challenges we can face in living in a country that has prospered so much for so long, really the entire life probably. I mean, there's older brothers and sisters who do remember the Depression and battling through the Second World War and things. They certainly, Vietnam and Korea, these were wars, but they were far off in other lands, even though they touched us and our family. My father was in the Second World War. My brother had brothers in the military during the time of Vietnam. But most of our lives, we've lived in unprecedented historic prosperity and unprecedented peace and comfort and opportunity like the world's never seen it. So when we come up against difficulty and trial like the one we're living through right now, it deprives us of so many things and we're forced to face our mortality. It really rocks us. And what emerges in us are the things that are in every human heart. Fear of death, fear of loss, fear of the unknown. And we're frustrated, we're angry, we're confused, we're scared. all these human emotions surface. And what we see, what I think I see, at least, and I'll speak for myself, is just how much a culture of ease and a culture of consumption, of comfort, of entertainment, of preoccupation, kind of a constant distraction, how it gears us or it grooves us to lean on what the world is going to give us to keep us perpetually distracted from the things we can't be distracted by now. You know, that we can't, there's no way we can escape, excuse me, we can't escape this battle with death and the lack of control that's present and the discomforts and the trials. And so here's where I think the Lord, even in the midst of this reality that comes about living in a fallen world or a demonic strategy to attack us at this time, whatever it is that God has permitted, he certainly wants to, what is meant for evil, he wants us to find the good and the pearl that's here. He wants us to draw near to him. He wants us to, as I've said many times, to be still and know that he's God and to learn how now to abide in him and live from him. Because when our life is filled with treasures and comforts, we can fool ourselves as if we, you know, that these are enough for us, and they're not. Even when in ways that they're manifestly not, we deny it and we just keep doubling down for more. But when it gets taken away from us now, the question is, okay, what does it mean for you to be a disciple of Jesus? What does it mean that you're a child of God? Is it just an idea? Is it just a fact of faith? But experientially, what does it mean? Are you moving from one degree of glory to the next? Are you, even in the midst of facing our weaknesses and trials, are you going deeper? Are you finding and living from the Lord in the Spirit of God within you? Are you experiencing the promises of God as living realities for your life? Are you being strengthened in this trial? Paul says, I know the secret of how to be abased and how to abound. I've seen it all. And the secret is in him who's the source of my strength. I have strength for everything. The true strength. You're a noble creature. You are made in the image of God. You're made for so much more than what this world can deliver. And what you're really made for, if you're baptized into Christ, you've already been given a share, a down payment. And nothing can separate you from your ultimate destiny except turning away from it by our own decision. Now we see today here in 2 Timothy, Paul touches again on the realities of the value of living in the promises of God and living as sons and daughters of God in the power of the good news of the gospel. So Paul says, remember Jesus Christ, raised from the dead, a descendant of David. So he says, remember, beloved. That's his word. The first thing he says, beloved, remember Jesus Christ. Beloved, in this hour of struggle, put your eyes on Jesus. Lift your eyes to the heavens, as I ended yesterday the program, where your help comes from. Your help is in the name of the Lord. He's with you. He's with you always. And Paul said, such is my gospel. Such is the good news that I live for which I'm now suffering, he said. Where's Paul? He's chained in prison. He's being treated as a criminal. And prisons in those days were, no, you didn't want to be there. They're not comfortable places at all. He said, but the word of God is not changed. So he's saying he's changed, but where's his mind and heart? It's on the extension of the kingdom of God. It's on the salvation of souls. It's on the real battle and the real value of what's going on the earth. The battle between the two kingdoms for eternal creatures, for human beings to be brought into the kingdom of God. He continues, says, therefore, I bear with everything for the sake of those who are chosen for you and for me. Paul said, I bear up on all this, obeying God and walking in him. If part of walking in him in obedience means I'm going to spend some time in jail, so be it. So be it. But I'm not afraid. He goes on to say, so that they too, that is the chosen, may obtain salvation that is in Christ Jesus, together with eternal glory. So salvation and eternal glory. Paul often puts these two together and he thinks about them in his mind and his heart because he has seen the glory of the Lord. He's beheld his glory on the road to Damascus and at other times because of his hunger and thirst. And the Spirit opened up his mind and heart to the glory and majesty of Jesus. And that's our inheritance too. And if we want it, if we hunger and thirst for it, the Lord, the Spirit, will reveal to us the glory and majesty of Jesus and give us faith, conviction that what we see, we've already obtained a share in, and that's the very destiny that each one of us has before us. He said, now this saying is trustworthy. He's underlining this. He goes, if we've died with him, we shall also live with him. There we go. That should be, that can be, and should be for every disciple, a truth that helps strengthen us right now. Of course, none of us want to die. None of us want to suffer any hardship. We don't want friends and loved ones to suffer hardships, but friends, in this world, it's going to happen, Jesus said. It's just the way it is. He said, but remember, if you die with him, you're going to live with him forever. He goes on to say, if you persevere, you shall also reign with him. What's in your future? If you persevere through trial by the grace of the Holy Spirit in love, loving God first, loving your neighbor, every day just step by step, yielding to God. If you persevere to the end, you're going to reign with Jesus in glory. That's your destiny. Wow. But if we deny him, he will deny us. And here's the battle. That's the nature of the battle that we're in. In this world, the enemy is going to try to get us locked down into discouragement, fear of death, envy, jealousy, rivalry, conceit, whatever it is, frustration, anger with God. Why does this have to happen to me? He wants to get us to the point where we give up and we give in and we ultimately deny the Lord. This is the battle. So Paul constantly is exhorting us. Remember Jesus Christ. Remember Jesus Christ died and risen. Remember who he is for you. And he says, if we are unfaithful, he still remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself. He says, remind people of these things and charge them before God to stop disrupting about words and battling and fighting. He's saying, and isn't that a good word for today? All the division in society and culture and our politics. Friends, we need to see something really clearly here. The struggle of our politics is a representation of what's going on in human hearts. The struggle and weakness of the church is a sign of what's been going on in human hearts. The Lord is allowing us to experience the consequences of our own sin and weakness in the church and outside the church. And it's going to keep intensifying. He's going to keep revealing it because he wants to wake people up. He wants to wake us all up. I mean, how many baptized people are living with this kind of awareness and clarity and alive in the Lord? Not living for idols and other distractions, but surrendered, walking in peace, knowing that right now we share a kingdom and we're reigning with Christ. The future kingdom is already present in us. Do we know the gold we've been given, and do we reverence it? Do we rejoice in it? Is it the source of our life? Jesus shakes us. He allows us to be shaken so that we can wake up and wake up to the reality of who we are and what we've been given so we can actually step into and live fully in the freedom of the sons and daughters of God. That is our destiny right here in the midst of this trial. God bless you, friends. Have a great day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Unfailing Promises. In these challenging and unsettling times, the promises of God are a sure anchor and a source of great encouragement for all of us. For your free copy of Unfailing Promises, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.